A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
We are back in action.
Are we?
We are in bed. Are you mad that I put you on blast in the back of my Instagram story and on TikTok and on my Instagram grid?
If I got mad at that, I would want you to personally punch me in the face and unfriend me.
You look gorgeous when you sleep.
Thank you so much.
Was that creepy for me to say?
You want to know what? It's not the first time I've been told that. I have been told that I sleep and I look like an angel.
See, when I sleep, I look like a melted candle that got hit by a car. I didn't even know my mouth could open that way.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. The only person that's ever said that to me is my dad, and he's my number one fan. So
you just had like a really snatched jawline, and I was like, she'll be okay.
Well, I'm a professional in sleeping in glam.
Yes. So whenever we get our glam done, we're always like, we're going to take a quick nap, and they start freaking out that we're just going to like
ruin it.
I'm like, look, we're fucking professionals.
Yeah. I take my best naps when I'm in glam because I feel like I know I look stunning.
You're going to be so good on your deathbed when you're like have to lay back and you're fully glammed up. What is it called?
Are you thinking about like when you're actually dead in a casket?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be dead.
You, when you're embalmed. Embalmed sounds like a new TikTok trend for your pores.
I'm going to be honest. I think I'm going closed casket.
You're closing. It's funny. I think my Nana wants closed too because she's like, look, it only goes downhill. Yeah, and like I'm ending on top, bitch.
Yeah, like
go to my Instagram if you want to see what I looked like.
Am I really going to trust like someone to give me a proper spray tan? I don't think so.
I don't think so. And I would be there, though, if I'm still around being like, she wants like gold, just like a gold. Like, I know exactly what you tell the people. I show
she
them.
She just that wants like a glowy skin, like a dewy, bronzy.
A dewy look.
She's really more about skin. And then eyes, just browns. She's simple brown. And then if you could do just like a smudged eyeliner, she loves that. Wait, thinking of each other at each other's funerals is hilarious.
They do.
Like, because I could picture you being at mine.
I thought you were saying I could picture you being dead.
No, I couldn't. That's why, like, I would die first. I could picture you being at mine and getting heated. Like, people showing up and being like, you're not even that close with her.
Oh no, people being so dramatic and posting it for the likes, mm-hmm. like using you for likes, I would get so mad at. I'm like, you weren't there for her when her like pants ripped before the premiere and she's freaking out. You weren't there.
Oh my god, how did we get on my death?
Well, I guess continuing the dark path we're on, Dez tricked me to go on a bunch of like walks that turned into like full-on hikes.
And what?
Yeah.
No, like where?
In France.
Like on hiking paths?
Well, it was like, oh, there's a path by the water.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, we're like in a cliff. Like a full, it's beautiful, but I'm like.
What were you wearing? Like, were you prepared for said hike?
No, but I was wearing my Hokas, which I could do okay. anything in. Hashtag Hoka. Swipe up my pediatric shoes. I do think that I don't like hiking now because it's like, I want to be able to pee, poop, or eat, or leave at any time. And once you're like on that hike, like you need to go fully back to like continue the rest of your life.
Wow, I'm just thinking about you literally shitting your pants on a hike.
No, that's like my biggest fear.
If it's going to happen to anyone, it's going to happen to you.
And men, they could just like pee anywhere. Like Des pees literally every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Where I need to do a, I don't even know what I would do. Imagine me shitting off the, on the French Riviera. In Saint-Tropez. But this is the most fucked up part.
Yeah.
We would be like alone. With like all these rocks and like we look down and it's this beautiful water. And the thing that comes to my sick brain is I go, you know, you could push me
yeah.
and say that it was a I tripped.
I think about it all the time.
And he goes, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like you could murder me right now and get yeah. away with it. And I just look at him and he looks at me and he's like, can you stop? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just letting you know, like, this is how it happens.
At any point, because like, they're men. If they really wanted to, forget like the logistics of them not wanting to get caught. If they wanted to kill you, they could.
People would believe that I tripped in my Hokas.
Yep.
On a stone. I was trying to shit off the cliff. Also, I would make him take photos. And I was like, this is how like most influencers die. Because they try to get on the cool rock.
No,
then I told him, I was like, I have a phobia of heights. Because I was trying to come up with excuses to not to keep walking. And he was like, you don't have a, we've never had a fear of heights. And I'm like, well, I have a fear. And I know I don't like it.
No.
And he was like, you're coming up with excuses. And then I'm like.
Are you sweating? Like, how long was this hike?
I was like a full toddler where I'm like, I'm hungry.
Are we there
how
yet?
Long are we there yet? He was like, you can walk on these rocks by the ocean that's off the beaten path. And you know I'm not wild like that.
Right.
I love a path that's been beaten. I want a face beaten path. So we start going and I'm like, are you sure? Because this looks feral. Like yeah. this doesn't
it looks
look,
unkept.
It looks unkept. And yeah. he's like, no, this is good. And we got to the point where like there were moments where I'm like, I just have to step in water now. And then I was like, I think this is wrong.
A mistake.
But like you can't either you have to go all the way back or yeah. keep going. And then I was like, you know, it's every man for himself and yeah. I just started going.
Yeah,
it was traumatic, but like we did trauma bond from it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get me on hike, you just trick me. And then I realize now I know how you feel when I say, hey, it's like 3 minutes away, and then 2 hours later we're still on a highway walking
and we're still walking
lost
and we're sweating.
So I apologize to you.
Thank you. I love
but
that
only
you went
that.
On your honeymoon and realized things about our relationship.
Yes.
Like
do you want to tell them what you've been doing during meet and greets? So we do like extensive meet and greets and we have so much fun with it, sometimes a little too much fun. And there was this like sweet mom, maybe like 70, who's standing next to me and Paige and her daughter, and I feel a full palm on my butt. And I'm like, you know what? Let this mom have a good time. She's like, look at this cute little caboose. You know, and mom's like, oh,
yeah,
no,
you're
cute
so
caboose.
Cute. Yeah.
And then you look at me and you're like, you like that? And I was like, did you just Taylor Swift me?
I couldn't get it together the other night in terms of my posing. Like, I was just, I didn't know where my hands were going. And so I would switch it up. Sometimes I would rest it just on your waist. Other times I would be full palm on your butt. And then the last time I was like caressing your back and your hair. It got very weird.
It was weird, but like, long story short,
we have a good time together.
We have a good time.
Long story short, if there's any takeaway from our friendship, and this podcast, it's, we have a good time together. Let me tell
and
you.
And then you said today, you said, if you ever have a bad feeling, leave. Do you remember when you said
that? Yes. Yes. I said, if you ever like get a bad feeling, like just leave wherever you are. And Hannah said, from the back of the Uber, if I left every time I had a bad feeling, I'd be in Asia by now. And I lost my mind. Like, I couldn't breathe.
And that was an 8 a.m. laugh. Like, that hit different.
There is no one on this planet, Hannah, that could physically make me laugh at 8 a.m. but you. You are the only person on the planet. Even if someone said the funniest joke, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I do have to say, if Craig listens to this, like, if I get murdered, it was Craig.
For sure. I actually think you should start keeping a note in your pocket.
Saying it says, Craig did this. No, so the airport, Paige famously gets everywhere like 3 hours early because she's pretty anxious about everything. And I'm anxious about everything, but I like to like...
You pick your battles.
I pick my battles. Yeah. I like a little bit of fear. So I got there an hour before, like a normal person. Paige is nowhere to be found.
Yep, which is... off brand for me.
It was like, I was joking about it, but deep down I was worried about my friend.
You were like, where is she?
I was like, when you got there, I was gonna be like, hey, do you want to talk about anything? Like, what could have possibly happened? Then I get there and I realize it's because she's with Craig.
Yeah, it complicates things because he had a flight out of LaGuardia at 11 a.m. We had a flight out of LaGuardia at 10 a.m. So I said, we have to leave the apartment at 8:45. Well, I also have started doing this thing with him now where I tell him a different time.
Smart.
Because I'll never get out the door. Craig truly is my toddler. Yeah. Like, so I have to trick him, make sure I have snacks, and make sure I have activities for him to do.
You use the snacks to lure him.
Yeah. So I'm like, we have to leave by 8:45, knowing that I really didn't have to leave by 9. We left by 9. So let me just put that out there. But, we left by 9.
So I see you two, and Paige never told me that Craig was with us, and then I see him sitting at the gate. So I'm like, oh,
Craig's coming on tour.
You're like, no, he's not coming. And then we had this moment where he had to, like, give you off to me.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, felt like I'm your husband.
Yeah.
And you were leaving your, like, affair.
Got it. My like, side
I
was like, check.
I hope you had fun.
Yeah.
And now she's going to go back to daddy. And we have to get to work. But I hope you guys toodalooed together. I maybe did some freaky shit that we don't do.
Well, when we got to the airport, this is the part you don't know. When we got to the airport, I said, okay, let's go to the gate. Like, I want to see Hannah. And like a full toddler, he said, oh, but can we just get scrambled eggs first? And so then I had to say, okay, we can go in and get scrambled eggs, but we got to go quick because I want to go see Hannah. Like, she's sitting at the gate by herself. And he was like, well, why can't she come to the Delta Lounge? And I was like, because it's kind of a far walk and we don't do walks. I didn't even, oh, I did end up asking you if you wanted to come. Yeah, and you were like, no, it's a far walk.
It is. It's like a hike. I've already been on 17 hikes in the last
You're not getting
weeks.
Bamboozled once again for a hike.
But I do have to say, one way that I am like Craig is that, you know, he has the DeLulu confidence, DeLulu land, which is what we're calling it now. I had that confidence during a 10-course meal in Paris. But I had the confidence that I could...
eat all the food.
No, that I could cook food. And I know this sounds crazy, and you guys are like, Hannah...
Well, I would say it sounds a little more than crazy because I've never eaten anything you've made nor seen you make anything. So,
you know how art... when it's like so crazy, it becomes like basic. Like, you're like, my kid could, I mean, I don't have a kid, but like my cat could paint this. And you guys like, would be like, this is art.
Yeah. Like when you see the ones where it's like all paint splatter and it's like,
it's literally just red paint.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could do that. This is how I felt with these meals. Cause one thing I do know is I know flavors.
Yeah.
I've eaten every flavor. And they'll be like, you never thought the combination of asparagus with vinegar and, you know, a piece of corn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is me drunk eating at night. I've put this together. This is a deconstructed sandwich. This is when you don't have bread. This is what happens. And then they like will just blend it all together. I'm like, that's when I got too drunk.
How many times did you hear the phrase like a reduction sauce?
A reduction. A fusion.
A glaze. A warm glaze.
Yes. And then they have frisé.
What is that?
That's like really chopped up lettuce. We would never run into it.
Okay. It would never come across our desk. It would never come across our desk. Lettuce, never heard of her.
But like this meal took 3.5 hours to the point that Dez's back was hurting. Wow. And I was like, babe, don't fucking embarrass me.
Yeah,
like,
we're the final round.
This is the Hunger Games.
Did you eat all 10?
Yes, but the thing with this food is like it's so healthy and pure and light. A lot of them are even just like one bite.
Yeah.
Like you're hungry after.
I've only ever gone to one like Michelin star 5 to 10 course meals in my life. And I was young. I was only like, I would say like 22. I had just moved to New York. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. I walked out of there famished, starving.
Hungrier than when I started. Yeah,
literally, it was a tease. It was a tease because they're one bite and it's like
so good.
It's like the chef has been working on this for 10 years and you're just like, get a hobby. That's insane.
Dez was cracking me up so much because they would do this like explanation of it and then he would look at me and he's like, this is the blood of aborted children.
They say the most insane shit.
They come
shit.
Up with like the crazy shit.
No, it's so nutty and everyone's so serious and you want to be like, you want to laugh so hard. I even feel that way at like normal restaurants when they like bring wine over and True. They're like, they want you to taste it first. I'm like, who are we doing this first taste
for? I
want to
do a YouTube vlog of us tasting wine at restaurants and saying no.
No, that's what I like every single time. And sometimes Craig will like give it to me to taste like as if I know anything.
But he's playing into it.
Yeah, he's like trying to act like super gentlemanly at the table knowing that I don't know fuck all about wine. But every time I sip it, I'm like, it's disgusting.
I have a hot take. Wine tastes like vinegar to me.
Well, it like
it's
is.
Like fermented grapes.
I think it, but like if you keep wine out and like it goes bad, it turns into vinegar.
I would love
to. I think.
I agree. That sounded true.
Yeah, that sounded.
That sounded right.
Then it's right.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think that I would love to like test people with like the grossest stuff and be like, this is 48-year-old aged.
Yeah, from
chocolate.
In a barrel in the south of France. No one's touched it but monks.
And it's literally just cottage cheese that you left in the fridge. People that would like, we could get Craig.
For sure.
Craig would be like, wow, this is really high quality compared to other ones I've had before.
The one time me and Craig were staying at a hotel and I had booked the hotel, so like the room service was all like under my card or whatever. Mm-hmm. This man tried to order a full caviar bar. And I looked at him and I said, tag your sponsor, first of all. Who do we think we are getting a full caviar bar? Do you like caviar? Did you see a lot of it in France?
Okay, great question. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a caviar girly, even though it's been trending where girls do like the cream, the caviar, and little like pancake thing.
Yeah. I'm not either.
It's so salty. I don't like stuff too salty. However, at this restaurant, the best meal I had was this beet that they made like really thin. Mm-hmm. And then they made it look like a rose.
You were like, I could just
Beauty and the Beast. I could obviously do that.
Yeah, you're like, I'll look this up on Pinterest.
It's origami. I could literally Google once. Like- so I'm like, not impressed. And also, it's so funny because I inhaled all my food. They definitely were in the back, like, disgusting American. she's going up her nose. It's disgusting. So they had this like cream, like fatty cream with caviar, like orange caviar in it. I tasted it. I damn lost my mind because it's sweet with the beet, it's salty with the caviar, and creamy with this milky thing. So that was my favorite.
Do they give you bread because there's so much?
They give you so much bread. And then occasionally they'll be like, do you want a cheese plate in between? Like just for giggles.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing is when they give you stuff, they tell you how to eat it. Mm-hmm. So they'll be like, we highly recommend you start with the orphan blood. Yeah. And then you go.
We'd love if you snorted this orange dust.
Yes.
So that you're the back of your throat can really get the invigorating flavors.
And then this is actually the cum of the chef. The chef was so turned on by his previous roasted pork that he came everywhere.
He ejaculated.
But he'd been eating roasted eggplant for 73 days up until this ejaculation. And we've never seen something like this. But they tell you like the order to eat it. And I'm like, bitch, don't tell me how to.
Just put it on the table and buzz off.
Dez was like, this is so fun. Like, we should make this our thing. And I'm like, this is a super expensive hobby. if this is our
thing. No, that's a... I am expecting you to invite me over to your house for a 10-course meal with a shaved rose beet.
No, I swear to God, I think I could trick someone.
I think we should try it.
I think I could totally... Because it's crazy shit. Like, sometimes it just looks like a puddle with, like, a leaf.
Yeah.
Like, I could pull that shit off. And I know flavors. You get acid, fats, and sweets, and you mix that shit up. Like, literally.
If any of the gigglers are professional chefs, we do apologize.
We're not speaking towards you.
We will put a disclaimer at the beginning of this because...
We're not speaking about female chefs.
Certainly not.
Certainly not.
I'm surprised neither one of us have ever dated a chef for how much we, like, love eating.
No, because chefs are crazier than stand-up comedians. You heard?
I... You heard?
I'm crying.
I can't breathe. I'm sweating. Oh my God, don't look at me.
We can't put the air conditioner on because it was so bad.
It's just sweating.
Anyway.
Wait, we're in Chicago. We're in God knows what the fuck hotel I booked.
No, it's haunted. I walk. It's so haunted.
We get out of the taxi because we couldn't get an Uber. I stand in the front of this hotel and I'm like, I've stayed at this hotel before with an ex-boyfriend, so I'm already annoyed walking into it. The most toxic one of all of them. Talk about being blocked. This man couldn't contact me. If the world was on fire, I would burn. So anyway, we walk into this hotel. Where was I even going with this? Oh, and so we get into the room and it's so fucking hot, but we had to record so we couldn't turn it off. So Anna just whipped her pants off.
It feels like a hot yoga class. Anyway, we had an incredible vacation.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend going to Paris. The fashion, all of it's so chic.
It really is. And the one thing I like really admire about like fashion or like Paris girl TikTok and like stuff like that is the way they take trends and wear them, but it's like so subtle, and the way they do their makeup, like it's like they pick one thing on their face and they focus on it, where like sometimes you'll see girls that get their makeup done and it's like an eye and a lip. No. You have like a red lip and a smoky eye, like that's an abomination.
But these girls will look like they have no makeup, like soap, yeah, and great skin, mm-hmm, and then just a red lip, like it's, yeah,
so chic,
interesting, and it's for the girlies, you, mm-hmm, can tell. But yeah, I saw a girl with a beret and a baguette.
In like her knapsack?
In her knapsack on a bike. And I was like, is this a bit? Like, are you guys fucking with me? You're like, the stupid Americans are going to think she's in Disneyland.
One time I saw like a toddler skipping down the street in Paris with three baguettes in her backpack.
Yeah.
Like that she was bringing to her family. And I, yeah, was like, this is not real. This is like, could you imagine a toddler in New York City skipping down the street with three baguettes? They'd, yeah, be like,
you'd be like,
call CPS.
You know, literally.
It's not right here.
Carb overload. Also, I saw dudes, they wear the like white shirt with the navy stripes and their names are Pierre. And I'm like, this is cultural appropriation.
But, like, that's not even a real French accent.
But I really loved everything about Paris. I highly recommend it.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
You heard?
You heard?
Speaking of funny, our favorite comedian Pete Davidson is in a pickle.
Oh my God. This was so good. Okay, I don't know if you guys saw the story. When I first saw that like PETA was coming after Pete Davidson, I literally thought he had skinned a border collie and like was parading it around the city. Like I thought he had done something awful.
No, for sure.
Apparently, he bought a Cavapoo from a New York City pet store, and PETA lost their mind and, like, did all these public statements being like, you should adopt and all of this stuff. And he called the woman who did the public statement and left her, like, this scathing voicemail. And at the end of it, he said, fuck you and suck my dick. And I just thought that was the funniest thing ever because he was so heated over.
You just like, know his little publicist was like, hey, Pete.
It's not great.
It's not good.
We'll say that. I'm here with the whole team. He's on speakerphone. He's like, I couldn't imagine what was happening. But I just thought that was so funny. And
I kind of love that Pete's only like scene with random models.
Yeah.
Or Cavapoos, which are kind of the same thing. Yeah.
So literally designer dogs or designer models.
Literally. He's a French man.
Yes.
But yeah,
have you ever dated a French man?
I dated a comedian who would do a French accent while okay. we had sex.
That's.
And his name was something. I remember being like, this guy has like serious issues, but it's low-key hot.
I have never dated a French man. I remember one time I was out in a New York City club. Mm. I don't even remember which one. I remember that it was Pink Inside. And all of my friends had disappeared. Who knows where they all went to? Mm-hmm. I'm by myself. I'm at this
meanwhile,
bar.
Meanwhile, you ran away from them.
Probably. For sure. I actually think they couldn't get in. I was like, see ya.
Like, no, I couldn't find my friends. I lost them.
Oh my God, told you not to wear that. Gotta go.
A heavy eye and a heavy lip, you dumbass bitch.
I'm talking to the bouncer. I'm like, she has an eye and a lip. Get her out. And I'm standing at the bar and this guy comes up to me so hot.
Yeah, the French guys are so
and
hot.
And he's just saying everything that is correct.
Yeah.
And I'm young. I was only like maybe 22.
Did he have an accent?
Yes, yeah. Full French accent. Yeah. Like, this guy was obsessed with me and I was like, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
This guy's smart.
Yes.
So we're leaving the club and And he says to me, I don't even think it was like an Uber situation. That's how long it was ago. Mm-hmm. But I know that we're in the same car and I'm going home. And he's saying to me, like, why don't you just come home with me? And I'm like,
why don't you just come home with me?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not coming home with you. I just met you literally 30 minutes ago.
Come
and
to Paris.
And he said to me, but I'm French.
Honestly?
And
I'm like, yes.
So I go home
so
with
I
him.
So I go home with him. No, I'm just
kidding. So I look at him and I'm like, okay. And he goes, that's what the French do. We fuck before so that we know what we're getting into.
Oh.
And
I'm so easily convinced. I'd be like, I'm so sorry that I said no.
I didn't know the term gaslighting yet, but this man was fully,
incredible.
Fully gaslighting me. I don't know what I ended up saying to get out of the situation, but I know that I didn't go home with him. And then like years later, I see him out randomly and I fucked him. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted that to be the end of the story, but I'd had a boyfriend at the time, but I remember seeing him and we just made eye contact and then like just acted like we didn't know each other.
I do think that when guys go to America and they have accents, like they live a different life than they did back home. Like British Dave was British.
I've also thought so many times about it, like, what if he was faking his accent and he wasn't French and he was just trying to fuck me?
He was just an NYU actor.
What if it comes out that British Dave is from Oregon?
I mean, honestly, I'd be impressed. Do you ever have that moment where you forget if you fucked a guy or not? Because I had one of those moments very recently. And I don't, you guys, I'm not saying I'm like, I've had so much sex in my life. It's more like, you know, when you just didn't clock it in your head.
For sure. I've mixed up guys before where I've been like, oh my God, my friend fucked him. And they're like, no, she didn't. You did. And I'm like, oh yeah.
No, like I was talking about in college how I fucked a Bucky, right?
Yeah.
Then I realized I was talking to another Bucky too. And then in my head for like 10 seconds, I was like, did I fuck this Bucky? And like, I can't tell you if I did or not. That's, like I blocked it.
Yeah. That you want to know what? That means we had fun.
Yes.
And I'm proud of it. And
also,
I'm
like,
happy about it.
The only person who would know is me. So if I forgot, happened.
This is going to sound like deep for a minute. When I was 28 and I got out of the relationship that I was in, it was because I was so nervous that I was going to wake up and be like, I didn't party enough.
Yeah.
Like I didn't go out enough. I didn't like have stupid nights. I can confidently say it was the best decision I ever made because now when I think about that, I'm like, I did it.
You did it all.
Oh my God, I did it all. I couldn't have done more.
Yeah.
I did it all. I went
have done more men.
Yes. Yeah. I literally.
Yeah. My thing is like, it was always about the game for me. So I didn't know, like, it wasn't about the actual fucking. So I'm like, I know I like we definitely played games with each other for like at least 3 weeks, and then I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
but it might have happened. But because let's be honest, most one-time sex experiences are not memorable.
No, I don't count them. I've never had a one-night stand where like I didn't know the person and then I never spoke to them again. Like I haven't done that. But yeah. I've definitely had it where, like, I've had sex with someone one time and then been like, okay, I don't ever really want to see you again.
Yeah. I met a cute guy at a bar once in college, and he was like, let's go back to my place. And it turns out he lived in the same apartment building as me, and he was on my floor.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, he's my literal neighbor, and we didn't know. And I'm like, that's my apartment.
Or did he know?
These men...
One time I had sex with a guy who didn't have a sense of smell.
How did you get that? You just were like farting in his face?
No, I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my God, like don't kiss me. My breath is so bad. Like I have to brush my teeth. It was like, and he was like, oh, I don't care. I don't have a sense of smell. I was like, kind of amazing. Wait. But then I was thinking like, then can he taste?
What happened with you?
I don't know. I never talked to him again.
Yeah.
So, because anyway. Like I can't be with someone who can't smell how gorgeous my hair smells or like attracted to my natural pheromones.
Smell my mom's eggplant parmesan.
Yeah, get out of here.
Comes out of the oven.
Figure it out.
This special segment is presented by Macy's and Acast Creative. Paige, tell me what you're going to do for Father's Day.
This year for Father's Day, I actually am on time and have already given my gift to my dad. So we're going on my family vacation and I wanted to get my dad something special that he would use on the trip. And I know I probably should have waited for the actual day of Father's Day to give him his gift, but I wanted his opinion, made sure I had the right one so that he felt the most comfortable on our trip. And I got him designer sunglasses. I was so surprised at the selection that Macy's had, and it was so fun to actually go with my dad to pick out the sunglasses for him. We had the best time ever. It was very funny, and I'm very excited that now he gets to use my Father's Day gift on our actual trip and all from Macy's.
First of all, thank you for that great speech. Second of all, I'm so impressed that you're ahead of time. I'm not, but thank goodness I have Macy's that can ship me my stuff ASAP. Also, your dad's gonna love his sunglasses on your trip to Italy, and we can't wait to see the photos of him. We're definitely gonna post it on the Giggly Squad account. I also think I might have to get Dez something because he is a Zaddie, and I feel like Zaddies should not be ignored on Father's Day. I think I'll get him some activewear because hopefully Dez will be like playing a lot of sports this summer that he likes to play, and then I could stay at home and poop with no distractions. I love Macy's because they, like, I have ADHD, so when I'm shopping I get very distracted. They literally have the Macy's.com Father's Day gift guide where they have gifts under $25, under $50, under $100. Then they have the luxe gifts, and then you could also look at it like activewear, watches, clothing, grooming, home, gourmet food. And I'm like, what would my dad like? My dad loves activewear. All he wants to do is run around and play games. He also loves loungewear. He loves a nap because, you know, I am related to him. I feel like watches or sunglasses he will lose, even though I think he would like them. Also, he loves a barbecue, and he loves food. So, and he does like tech. Okay, basically, Macy's has literally everything my dad could ever want. And I do think I'm going to get him a couple little things rather than one big thing, just so if I mess up, he'll like at least one of them. But I feel like dads are so much easier to shop for than moms. And then if your dad is really difficult for some reason, you can get him a gift card and let him figure it out. So guys, go to Macy's this Father's Day. You're going to be in Italy, Paige. I think I'm going to be in Shelter Island with my parents on Father's Day, which is going to be so fun and relaxing. Maybe play some tennis, have a barbecue, just all the chill Father's Day stuff we need. Give it up for all the dads. We are daddy's girls on Giggly Squad, even though we are decentering men from our life. So be sure to check out the Macy's app for all their closet staples and travel needs and sign up for extra perks with the Star Rewards program. Now go have fun in Italy.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. I can't tell you how many text messages I've gotten in like the past 2 weeks of people being like, hey, want to go out for a drink? Or like, hey, what are you doing right now? And honestly, it makes my anxiety skyrocket. So if you're someone like me and it's nicer weather and people are starting to go out and do things and you feel guilty and you're just, your social battery is down, sometimes it's nice to talk to someone about it. That's why I'm obsessed with BetterHelp. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, then why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just in case you do decide to take one of your friends up on their offer to get together in the nice weather. You can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigglysquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigglysquad.
Page. And we went to the French Open.
Oh yeah, how was that? Was it everything you
It was so good.
Wanted it to be. How were the outfits at the French Open?
The players need to step it up. Like, yeah. I feel like whoever's designing them does not care about the design. And it's unfortunate cuz like tennis is so cool right now.
Why don't we just start a tennis apparel line,
like a fitness line, but like mainly tennis, golf, and lounging,
and it's just called Old Money Sports. We're like, here's your new croquet outfit, bitch. You heard?
Wait, croquet? That is so fucking classic.
I kind of love that. Oh my god, wait, I was shamed for croquet the other day. Craig said something and he was like, oh yeah, and like one of his friends, I'm making it up. Rob's going to bring over his croquet set. And I was like, what? The South is so weird. And my mom got so offended. She was like, you've played croquet. And I was like, okay, bitch, no, I have never played
croquet. I think my grandpa had a croquet thing that I used to like hit my brother with.
And she was like, yes, you did when you were little. I exposed you. I was like, this is not a personal attack on your mothering. I don't remember the croquet set at 4.
Paige, you were one of the top 10 juniors in croquet in Albany and you forgot. How could you forget? You had superior talent to the other girls.
I was like, I know for a fact I've never played croquet. Imagine we just came out with like a badminton tennis skirt.
No,
but like
so
baddie.
Cute.
baddie.
You're very entrepreneurial minded right now.
I'm in a weird phase. I'm in a weird place.
Are you in your Saturn return?
I think I already had my Saturn return.
Ooh.
You did too, bitch. You're 31.
Also, what the main thing that changed me when I went to Paris, the second I was there, I started using the like New Roman, Times New Roman font.
On your Instagram.
Did you notice?
I didn't notice.
Okay, hurtful. All of them were the Times, like the one you use, yes. I think. And everything was like...
Simplistic.
Yeah, the second I got back to New York, I was like, duh!
Like, where's the Crayola font, bitch?
The Crayola font I will never touch because I'm not a pedophile.
Yeah.
Before we get into more front page news, we have to talk about what is this beige flag that everyone's talking about?
No, I don't get it. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
So when I read it, there were multiple definitions. One was like when you don't know if it's good or bad. One was like when it's just weird.
Yeah, like a quirky thing.
Someone said a beige flag was like when the restaurant's really packed, my boyfriend's red flag is he'll get up and help them start serving meals to people. Which I think it's a green flag.
Yeah.
It's beige flag is like something that's not bad but not good, I guess. Mm-hmm. Beige flag just sounds like Sofia Richie's new outfit.
I'm trying to think like if I have any beige flags for Craig, like things that he does that I'm just like, it's quirky, it's weird. Is it good or is it bad?
Yeah, I mean, more of the stories, we don't know what beige flag means, but people are saying it.
I will say that Craig's beige flag is like when we're talking to someone that we don't know, I think he gets awkward, like there's going to be a silence, so he'll just start talking about anything.
Yes.
And like, yes, it keeps the conversation going and there's no awkwardness, but he gets like...
Wait, I think that's really good because, yeah, it's not bad, but you're like, there's something we have to talk about.
Yeah, where I'm just like, zip it. Half of my relationship is telling Craig to shh, be quiet. Don't say that.
Also, did you see that there's a hash brown sandwich at McDonald's with a McFlurry in the middle? Don't act like you're above it.
I will try it.
See, I want in one of these fancy Paris Michelin star restaurants for someone to just put down like one bite
Wait,
of a McFlurry
Hannah,
hash brown.
Let's just host a branded like Giggly Squad dinner and say that it's like this chic thing.
All farm
and
to table.
Everyone needs to get dressed up. It's farm to table Michelin star.
Croquettes in the background.
6-course meal in a field where there is croquet and a champagne wall, and we literally deconstruct McDonald's meals. And we see if anyone can figure it out.
Like we put fries in a blender and like then
and we just put it on the outside of the plate, and then we take the pickles and we stack them,
and then we take a Diet Coke and we just pour it all over.
Yeah,
the
and we're
tongue.
Like this is an acidic glaze.
And then we go, and the way to eat this is you take the pickle, you shove it up your bottle.
We recommend.
Why did you?
We're delusional.
We're Delululand today. What did you? Why did you write Canada Flight VPR?
Okay, so listen to this. So it was the Vanderpump third part of their reunion. And I was flying back from Canada. My flight was at 9:10 and the reunion started at 9:00. And I was like, fuck, like there's no way I'm going to be able to watch it. I go on TikTok and I type in VPR part 3 live. Some random ass girl, I have no idea, is streaming it. So
who's
I'm
a
watch-
legend, a queen.
A queen. So I'm streaming it. I'm watching it. My flight gets delayed. I'm like, fuck. Yes. So it goes. My flight is I'm boarding at like 9:45. I'm getting on the flight. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm golden. I'm going to be able to watch the end of it because we're not going to take off in 15 minutes. Like people still got to get on.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in my seat. My headphones are on. It's like 9:59. I'm like, where is this big like reveal? We're starting to move now. Everyone's on. Everyone's seated. No. We're starting to back up. And I'm like, what is going on? No. Then I see that it goes till 10:15.
No.
Pilot comes over. He goes, we're going to sit on the tarmac for a little
bit. The pilot is a VPR fan.
Pilot comes on. He's like, we're going to sit on the tarmac. We're number 3 for takeoff. I'm like, boom, I am getting to 10:15. Like, this is my greatest achievement ever. Hannah, I lose service
no.
at 10:07. I miss the entire thing that I had waited for. And then there's no Wi-Fi in the air. So I can't even go on Instagram to see like what the big reveal was.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, what a waste. Because I mean, the third part was really just like Lala and James yelling the whole time. But I wanted
like... What were they saying as the teaser? They were just like, there's a big reveal that's going to happen.
There was like two. Andy kept saying that like Tom was going to say something that was going to shake the nation. And it was the t-shirt comment. Mm-hmm. And then, which like, I looked at Craig and, or like asked Craig, I was like, wait, I like wear full clothes sometimes.
Like, I'm fully clothed.
No, sometimes I'm fully clothed.
I put a hole in my yoga pants and I'm like, figure it out.
I'm like, just move it to the side. He's like, take it down your ankles. I'm like, why?
Just. But also it's like, Tom, if you're not attracted to her, why would you yeah, want her like shirt off?
That was a
crazy
comment. But then the big reveal was that Raquel had done like a whole separate like interview where she basically just outed all the lies.
I kind of love that the Vanderpump producers were like, okay, we did not get what we need. I wonder if they gave her like a shit ton of money for that.
No way. She didn't get paid at all for that.
Really?
She probably just felt so...
gross
dirty for yeah. like some of the lies, and it was going too far, and she was like, I rather them know everything than yeah. like live with this anymore.
Exactly. She just wants it off her.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
So that was my debacle on the flight. And I'm like looking around to see if anyone else is like in a panic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like get it live on TV, and I'm like, it's not gonna be on this.
You're like, acting like it's a presidential address. The president's trying to speak.
Like, is the world over? What?
Well, we just dropped, I think the tickets go live next week. There's some like pre-sale going on, but Giggly Squad's going to Toronto. Check out the link in bio. And it's like a huge theater.
Yeah, I'm pumped to go to Toronto.
Toronto's sorry. The best.
Sorry.
Sorry. Let's get into some fucking okay. front page news. My sincerest, not apologies, but just I'm sad for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Jonah Hill, because baby.
Yes.
No, I saw it. And look, who doesn't have some baby mama drama?
True.
Is what I'm saying.
True.
So I haven't lost all hope.
We don't know if he even like likes the baby.
He doesn't know that baby.
No.
Do you think that like when you have a baby and it comes out of you, like the moment it comes out of you, mm-hmm. are you automatically like, I like that baby more than my husband? But you don't know
it's
that
a different
baby.
Form of love.
Okay.
But did you hear how Khloe Kardashian just came out saying yes. she hasn't bonded with her 17-year-old son? No, but like, of all the things to say to the press, why would you say that?
I think she was trying to normalize having a surrogate and how
the surrogate.
And how like sometimes when you have a surrogate, you feel like yeah. you don't have that natural bond because it's not like growing inside of you. Well, they say that like women become mothers the moment they find out they're pregnant, and men become fathers the moment the baby's born.
True.
So I feel like it's like a different bond that mm-hmm. you would have.
So it's literally like, who is this thing in my house not paying rent?
Yeah,
honestly, big attitude problem,
living for free,
making me stay up at night, trying to talk to me, have no idea what it's saying.
Yeah, isn't it crazy that you have a baby and you don't actually get to talk to it until it's three?
I feel like I'm gonna accidentally curse so much in front of my baby. Like by 4 years old, my kid's gonna be like, motherfuckers.
Yeah, for sure. My baby is gonna walk out like Pete Davidson and be like, suck my dick. I feel like your baby is going to be born already over it.
Like, just smoking a cig.
Yeah. She's like, Mom, when is school again?
Kellis and Bill Murray, or Kalise.
Yes, this is a debate that me and him
are
having.
Is it Kellis or Kalise? I always thought it was Kellis, which is apparently so wrong.
And I always thought it was Kalise.
All I know is the song I'm Bossy is so good.
I think it used to be my ringtone. It definitely at some point was my MySpace song. For
I
sure.
switch up the beat of the drum. That's right. I got all the boys of the yard. That's right. I'm the one that's tattooed on his arm. I'm bossy.
I don't know
I'm
if
the
that's
bitch y'all love to hate.
Accurate.
I'm the one that's raised the stakes. I told your Kastana he could switch the bait. I'm back and I 808. I'm bossy. It was pretty much exactly that.
Yeah, that was actually really good. Well, she's out of a job. You heard?
Yeah.
Wait, what about at last night's show? We brought up this boyfriend and his name was Matt and he was a business analyst. And so for the rest of the show, we just kept saying, analyze that, Matt.
I go, Paige, how would you analyze a business? She'd be like, ew.
Bad business.
I don't love this.
Stupid business. Next. How about Robert De Niro having a seventh child at like age 400?
Oh, yeah. That's what I told Dez. I was like, if he can do it.
How crazy is that? And Al Pacino. Robert De Niro and Al Pacino just had babies.
Yeah.
What do you think they were really thinking when the women they impregnated said, hey, I'm having a baby?
Part of me was like, maybe it was on purpose because maybe the woman was like, you're going to die. I don't want to be alone.
You're going to die and I'm not going to get anything because it's going to go to your children.
Oh.
Did we just crack the code?
Got to the bottom of
okay,
that.
Okay, if I'm one of those seven kids, I'm livid. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
My trust is now being split into eighths. Fuck you and suck my dick.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
You know that he called them up and he was like, hey, she's pregnant, you heard? Wait, okay, Natalia Grace is something that came up. Natalia Grace was accused of pretending to be a six-year-old orphan who was, it's like that.
I saw this, that movie, Orphan.
I know, but this was like real.
This is real.
She told the couple, they brought to a doctor who told the couple that she was actually an adult. This happened in Indiana to change your age from 8 to 22. What? But like something sketchy was happening.
Well, she was born with, I don't know what the exact diagnosis is, what she was born with.
They adopted a Ukrainian dwarf.
And she looks like a child.
Yes.
Even like her features are very childlike.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing like sinister things.
Yeah, they
though.
Said she was an adult sociopath masquerading as a child, petitioning. Yeah. Yes.
Could you imagine being like, oh my God, we can't have any more children. I really want another child. Let's adopt a child, give them a better life, and then they try and murder you?
Oh my God. I mean, she is kind of adorable.
You heard?
Wait, so I don't know. Yeah, I can't get into it. Oh, they were charged with neglecting their child after allegedly ditching her and moving to Canada after they petitioned a court to increase the age, which was granted.
No, they literally brought her back as if they bought her at the store. They were like, no, we can't have you anymore.
I mean,
she was doing crazy shit to them.
Yeah, I don't know what she was doing.
And also, she wasn't a kid. Like, get her out of here.
She was, like, writing emails being like, suck my fucking dick. And they're like, you're 3.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outfits,
outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know what? I have been watching a lot of really good documentaries.
Really?
Are you guys ready? I'm ready. Okay. The Mer People documentary on Netflix. Are you aware of the Mer People?
No. Mermaids?
Yes. So it's
Stop.
It's this like love of being a mermaid, and apparently it's a very small percentage of mermaids in the world. Where like it's like a $5,000 to $10,000 tail that you buy, and then you do like legit training underwater. Like it's actually, you could get hypothermia, you get sinus infections, but like you're mer people, and you perform in Vegas, you perform at like in Florida. They say things like shallow.
No.
And
Hannah, this sounds like, no, everyone should take their medicine. I think if a doctor says you need it, I think you should take it.
No, but it was actually really cute. Like, this guy was having a lot of trouble with his family, and he was like, and then I told myself, just keep swimming. And honestly, I feel like we can learn from the mer people.
Where do they live? Do they all live together?
Or no, this they is live like in random places, the but they have a lot of, like, things where they all get together and do stuff.
Mermaid stuff?
Mermaid stuff.
Do they believe that mermaids are real?
No, but I think that they just like, it's really cute the stories they tell. They're like, I was really lost in my life and then I discovered the mer community.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's how I felt about comedy. I was like, I found
my people.
You
should also take your medicine when the doctor gives it to you. That's crazy. We have a bunch of grown men running around with tails on. It's crazy.
No, I know. And then they like, they are really mean to them. Like they'll be like,
you're not mean to them.
The like mermaid trainer people. They'll be like, what are you doing with your tail? Like you need to be more graceful. And like, you got to get deeper in the water.
The Russian Olympics, 1994.
Yeah, people will die because you go so deep into the water. I don't know. Wait, I might have made that up. But like people get sick.
Okay, that's crazy.
You get like ear and nose infections from, because you're not supposed to be fish.
No, we're not fish. Every time I have the hiccups, Craig says, you're not a fish. And it takes him away.
Is the fish have hiccups?
Well, it's like, Craig said that it's like your body thinking you have gills. I think he made that up.
Yeah.
But it works. It like psychologically works.
No, Craig was talking to the shark before he punched it. And he was like, what's a hiccup? And he's like, it's a gill thing. Like, he's like, got it. Shut the fuck up. Suck my dick, you shark. I watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary.
Oh, did you? How was it?
He's so involved in, like, he sits there the whole time and explains stuff. His life was crazy.
Crazy.
He's from a literal farm in Austria,
mm-hmm.
and basically became obsessed with working out, even though his parents were like, become a soccer player. He was hot.
Yeah, when he was younger.
And he's a manifesting king.
Remember when he had that love child and it was like the biggest thing to ever happen
they
in
talk
pop
about
culture?
It. They talk about it. Like they hit all his like.
Does he have a relationship with that child?
Yep. But the other kids don't.
Interesting.
Like
I find that very interesting because, okay, it's not like the kid did anything.
No. So this kid is actually a bodybuilder. He's the only one that went into bodybuilding. He's like,
he looks exactly like him.
He looks like him. He's handsome. He seems really nice. But like, apparently this could just be gossip, but there was a red carpet and all the kids took photos together and he was on his own. No, that makes
me
sad.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
That's your half brother. He didn't ask to be a love child. If anything, you should be mad at your fucking dad.
Exactly. But the dad has made it very clear that like he loves this kid so much. Maybe it's a money thing. I don't know what's going on. But he basically said to himself, I want to be a bodybuilder. And he watched Hercules back in the day, and that guy was a bodybuilder, and he was like, I want to be like him. Goes on to beat him in a bodybuilding contest like four years later. Then wins Mr. Olympia Universe, whatever, like all of them. And it's crazy, but he wins all of them. And then he's like, I'm bored. I need the next thing. I'm never like happy. I'm always chasing the next thing. He's like, whenever you hike, he did a hiking reference, which was triggering for me. But he was like, when you get to the top of a mountain, the first thing you think is, where's my next mountain? And I was like, or I think, no. Where's the bathroom? How do I shit in the French
Riviera? Is there any water anywhere? I one time dated a guy who was obsessed with Arnold Schwarzenegger and would watch all these videos on him and like go to the gym every single day. And one day my mom told him he had body dysmorphia.
No, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
Because they, even he did. He said like he'd look in the mirror and be like, I'm scrawny.
Yeah.
It's like a constant.
This guy would freak out if he couldn't go to the gym every day. And I was like, I don't know if we're right for each other.
Was his, actually, I dated one.
It definitely wasn't the same guy.
Possible. You never know. New York's small.
It was at home.
Oh. Anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger then decides that he wants to be a movie in movies, but he doesn't want to just be in movies. He wants to be the biggest movie star in the world. And they go, sweetie, you can't speak English.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard. Also, you look insane. Like, you have no, like, imagine, you don't look like a normal human.
Imagine anyone said that to us. Oh my God, that's so sweet. First of all, you look insane.
He does a film that does badly, and for 5 years, no one even wants to, like, do anything with him.
Yeah.
After that, I'm on to the next venture. He was like, I'm going to be the biggest star in the world. He gets on The Terminator. He gets on another thing. And next thing you know, all people want to see is him blow up shit. And then Sylvester Stallone.
Yep.
Our, you know.
Basically our uncle.
Basically our uncle at this point says that he was doing Rambo. Arnold Schwarzenegger was doing those other movies. And they were just competing with each other to be like, who can blow up bigger stuff?
Oh my God.
And they like made each other better. But they were like kind of beefing. They didn't get along.
And so then when did he marry Maria?
He met Maria when he was a movie star, but their family was like, you know, like the Kennedys.
Yeah.
And he never understood that kind of like power.
Mm-hmm.
So then people say that he always was meant to be a politician, like because he was really good at getting people together. He was a big leader. So he starts running for governor, and then they get into like some of the scandals, and he like talks on it.
Wow.
And it was really good.
I wonder, like, did he talk about the mother of the love child? Like, did he love her? Because Maria ended up divorcing him.
Yeah, I think Maria just was like, I can't ever be the same with you after knowing you did that.
But Maria didn't divorce, or like no one found out about this child till it was like a little older, right? It wasn't like when she was pregnant.
Oh my
like,
God. So what happened is they were doing couples counseling, and one day the therapist goes, Arnold, Maria wants to ask you a question. Is this guy your son? Because I think the kid just started to look just like him.
Well, I think the kid lived in the house because the woman was the housekeeper.
Possibly. So and the kid was like 11 there. Or something.
Yeah.
And he said he just broke down and was like, yes, I was trying to keep it a secret. She divorced him. But yeah, I think he hooked up with the woman like a couple times.
Could you imagine keeping that secret for that long?
No, that's insane.
I love that someone's vacuuming outside our door.
Someone's vacuum outside. It's a good like background noise. I don't know if they can hear it.
This place is for sure haunted.
Yeah,
this is
not, that's a ghost outside.
Literally, if I open the door and no one's there, I'll lose my shit. I'll lose it.
Whenever I think a place is haunted, I'm always like, maybe the ghosts are like a vibe. Like, maybe they're friendly ghosts.
I feel like they are. Like, I feel like if anything were to happen to us ghosty, it would be like just a distant sound of like, you heard?
Next, I watched the Anna Nicole Smith documentary on Netflix, which you guys all have to watch.
Okay.
Because she came from nothing.
Yep.
Like, literally nothing. And you do see how she had a very complicated relationship with the older man.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, she was with him while also being around Hollywood. But they, like, really did have this, like, interesting bond.
Mm-hmm.
And his children were not happy about it.
This is the old guy she married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, he was, like, he wanted to give everything to her.
Yeah.
And it was wild.
Yeah.
But she, oh my God, it's pretty devastating, her story. But it was interesting. She really ran paparazzi. Like, she was the queen of it. They basically said, as long as she was there, like, we were going to get a viral thing because she was just so funny and like would just play it up for the cameras.
I feel so bad for her.
No, I feel so terrible because so many fucked up things happened to her.
She was stunning.
She started with Playboy.
Wow.
Would you ever do Playboy?
No.
I don't think, is Playboy a thing still?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're trying to do like an OnlyFans.
I think they are too, but is it like for professional people or is it like
define only professional people? Do you have a professional pussy?
Like, is it like, yeah, like professional porn stars?
Oh, I have
no idea. Or is it for like, because I feel like OnlyFans is more like, or I don't know.
It's interesting to see Anna Nicole Smith's life and Pamela Anderson's life when they both had a similar, like, someone plucked them out and was like, you're beautiful, go on Playboy,
and people were so mean to them.
Your life is gonna be crazy,
basically.
Yeah.
And called them sluts for just leaning into their sex appeal. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they didn't ask to be bombshells.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard for pretty people.
It is. Justice for models.
Justice for models and labradoodles.
Yeah.
Finally.
What is happening?
The last thing is Amazon came out with Shiny Happy People about the Duggars.
Oh, yeah. I started watching it and then I fell asleep.
Same thing happened to me. But basically I never watched the Duggars.
Yeah, me neither.
So I'm like feeling kind of behind. Like, I don't know who's a Duggar, who's not a Duggar, same, who's related to who. But basically one of the Duggars, who is like intense religious person, mm-hmm, is found to have like
molested all these kids,
basically.
Yeah.
So
that's a happy, so feel good one. For sure. Definitely watch that on a late Sunday afternoon.
So if you need a little pick me up,
you want to feel better about yourself, we highly recommend that documentary.
Anyway, we love you guys. She, c'est la vie.
Oh God.
C'est bon.
You heard.
And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.